Ready? Calling the meeting to order. You are in the borough of Bound Brook. This is the Borough Council regular meeting, August 23rd, 2022. The time is now 7 p.m. This meeting is being held in compliance with the open public meeting law in that the requirements of the law have been met with the posting of a meeting notice on the municipal bulletin board filed with the borough clerk, forwarded to the Courier News and the Star Ledger. Please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic which stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Please remain standing for the prayer. God bless Bound Brook. Amen.
Amen.
Roll call.
Mayor Payton?
Here.
Council President Gomez?
Here.
Councilman Petty?
Here.
Councilman Santatelli?
Here.
Councilman Longo?
Here.
Councilwoman Brandy?
Here.
Approval of the minutes, August 9th, 2022, regular meeting. Do I have a motion to approve?
Motion.
Abel? Second?
Second.
Second, Vinny. Any discussion? Roll call.
Councilman Gomez?
Yes.
Councilman Petty?
Yes.
Councilman Tarzatelli?
Abstain.
Councilman Longo?
Yes.
Councilwoman Brandy?
Yes.
The minutes are approved. Special presentation. The first order of business is oath of office for Shane Younger. Younger or Junger?
Younger,
sir. Very good. Do you have someone to hold the Bible?
I say your full name.
I am Shane Miller.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support.
That I will support.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
And the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
And that I will bear.
And that I will bear.
Full faith and allegiance.
Full faith and allegiance.
To the state.
To the state.
And to the government.
And to the government.
Established in the United States.
Established in the United States.
And in this state.
And in this state.
Under the authority of the people.
Under the authority of the people.
So help me God.
So help me God.
I do further solemnly swear.
I do further solemnly swear.
That I will impartially.
That I will impartially.
And justly.
And justly.
Perform all the duties.
Perform all the duties.
Of Bound Brook Police Officer.
Bound Brook Police Officer.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
As always, if we could take the party just down the hall, perfect.
It's okay, I just took a few from the rest. They're more responsible than I am.
In the packet, there's a proclamation celebrating the 175th anniversary of the United Methodist Church of Bound Brook. It's in October. So please pay attention to me. And the last special presentation is Mayor Faison's resignation. I've put in my letter of resignation to resign from the office because I'm moving out of state. Lynn and I, First Lady over there, will be moving to North Myrtle Beach, South Carolina on September 3rd. And we're in the process of packing up our house and getting ready for the move. We've been doing it for 2 weeks, and we are really going to miss Bound Brook. It's we've been here 42 years. I've been the mayor for 8 years and the chairman of the planning board for about 15 years. And I'm just going to miss everybody, and thank you all for coming. Thank you very much. Now I open to the public for comments, questions. Anybody? Yes, JP. You have to come up here. Give your address. Even though you're in Bridgewater, you have to give your address.
Yeah, when I was in town, we didn't record anything. That I know. Did we? I don't know.
It's all on tape.
All right. Well, JP Levin, formerly, I lived in Bound Brook for a while. Was a former councilman here in Bound Brook. I didn't have the pleasure of resigning. I actually lost my election. I forget to which one I lost it to. But anyhow, I just want to thank everybody. Thank you, Mayor. We might not have always agreed on certain things in the past, but we did respect each other. But thank you for your service.
Appreciate it, JP. Thank you. Anybody else? Anything? Yes, Susan.
Susan Tapper, 546 Watch on Road. I guess it's when we can say we're going to miss you, right? I can say that?
You can say that.
I can't tell you how sad I am. I'm very depressed. I'm very depressed. But I understand. I wish you both the best. I'm hoping you're going to visit.
I'll be back.
I'll be back. Okay, good.
Especially, I'll probably be very active still in the Washington campground on the 4th of July. You got to come up here. We record this. Just in case you say something terrible.
I do say something terrible sometimes, but it's the truth. We're going to miss you here in Bound Brook, and especially coming to our senior meetings, but also doing the things you did for Bound Brook. We'll miss you and hope you enjoy your stay. And hope that maybe the warmer weather will help her down there, too.
Thank you very much.
God bless you.
I appreciate it. God bless you. Thank you. Same thing, Carol. You don't have to come up. Just say ditto.
I just
want to
say that I'm
going to
miss it.
And I'm going to miss you, Carol.
And thanks for everything you did for Bound Brook. Good mission.
I appreciate it.
And same for Lynn. Okay, take care and good health to you. Okay?
I'll be in touch. I'll keep in touch with you, Carol. Thank you. Okay.
I'd like to.
Anybody else?
Yes. If there's no more public, I'd like to make a couple of notes. I regretfully received this notice, and I say that sincerely, regretfully. As a mayor, I think you've done a fantastic job for Bound Brook. I think we were often out of the same places, and I was proud to have you. Sometimes you meet a lot of people out there, right? And you're like, maybe he shouldn't represent anybody. And I was happy and confident when we were out there representing Bound Brook. Everything you've done a fantastic job. Thank you again for all your work, and I hope you help and happiness.
Thank you very much, Ed. I appreciate it.
And I can say the same. And like I said, I told you personally, but I'll say it in public meeting. I've done through a lot of mayors. I've been here a lot of times, and this one was the best.
Appreciate it.
The best of the best.
I think we have the best council.
Yeah. Thank you.
Better than any other municipality that I'm aware of.
Of course, he's not aware of any others. But whatever, we'll take the credit.
Okay.
But you will be missed there by me also.
Very good. Thank you, Vinny.
I appreciate your hard work for the people of Baltimore. And I wish you a very happy, happy blessing.
Very good. Yeah, you probably all know this already, but I graduated from West Point in 1966. Just about right away went to the Vietnam War, but I spent 20 years with Lynn and I and our family, moved 13 times in 20 years in the military. And then found Bound Brook, moved here back in 1981. I worked in New York City for 25 years and then the mayor. So this is really our fourth life. And I'm actually calling it a retirement.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Are you on the ballot in South Carolina?
My goal, believe it or not, is to win the golf tournament, the World Amateur Championship Golf Tournament in Myrtle Beach next year. As a senior.
I just want to thank both Bob and Lynn for their hospitality. Bob getting me involved with the council. I think Bob and Lynn have a special bond with them when they moved to Bound Brook. Bob served with my father on the Corners.
Yep.
So now it's like an honor for me to serve under his command here. It's kind of like a circle, closing a circle, and been a great inspiration, and we'll continue your work here at the Brook. You can be sure of that.
Very good. I appreciate that. Thank you. Okay.
Being the only woman on the council, I'm hardwired to get the last word in. So I will say what I have to say until a little later into the program, okay?
Very good. Thanks, Lisa. All right, let's move it on here. Engineers report, Dale Lubner.
All right, let's go real quick tonight. The 2020 program, which was kind of in place, and portions of West 2nd, I agree with all those two punchless items that remain on Cognizant regarding driveways. Happens to they have been addressed. I have not heard any negative feedback from the residents, so I believe everybody is happy. There's just a couple of grading issues. This was the great, the road was graded out. To get to one of the little two of the driveways, we had to take them back for a further, not a big deal, but they are done. Nobody that remains over there, would be the seeding and spoiling the new soil that we received in the growing season. Good talk to grow grass this summer. So that'll be a fall project. Moving on to the 21 program, which was West Section from Boston to Lafayette, as well as Windsor, and then as well as Windsor from Chestnut to Piedmont, and then the northern portion of the Sharon from Second to the Dead End. Winter Street's complete, again, except for the restoration of the landscaping, and in the fall. West 2nd Street and Major have been base paved. If you notice, the top porch hasn't been installed yet. Right now, we are unfortunately being held up by Verizon. They have a number of manholes out there in large chambers that have to be adjusted to accommodate new grades. The manhole covers have to be adjusted. They will let the contractor touch them. They have to deal with their dragging their heels on it. So I'm going to get on them again tomorrow. I have different contacts. I'm going to try to push along with the contractor to try to get that done so we get that road paved out and completed.
Tell me if you need help, because I've got a lot of contacts.
I appreciate that. I'm probably going to come to you for that. The county road resurfacing program for 22. All the agreements have been executed. Right now, the county is in their bidding phase to get a contract set, and then the work will take place most likely this fall.
Okay.
And then the pool rehab project, we're looking for plans in July. We have not received plans yet, so we will stay in touch with the consultant. to get a new schedule and see where that all fits in conjunction with the overall plan that's full and hopefully next year. And then last but not least, I want to save the best for last. This morning, we actually had a Friday kickoff meeting for the Eastbound Tracy. That was a long time coming. After I attended, after I've obviously been involved in more than I have on this side of the table, I had a little bit of the consulting in many years back. But this was a huge milestone today with the contract looking to start in the next couple of weeks. Mobilizing that there, if you wanted to piggyback on that.
Yeah, that was that's pretty much it. Obviously, we're not able to get the notice to proceed just yet. We expect to be able to do so in about 4 weeks. Everyone is anxious and excited to get started. We're looking at about 270 days of for the project is from notice to proceed to project completion.
Really? Okay.
Yes, that was about early next summer, mid-summer.
Just so we can get out of the cold in the winter of 2023.
You can take a train up in the airline.
They don't have trains down there.
You can take a golf cart to the train station. And then you can get up here.
Besides that, that is the updates I have for tonight.
Very good. Okay, let me see. We've got Finance Committee reports. Chair of Finance, Dominic Longo.
All right, Finance. We are well underway with our 2022 budget, and all numbers are in good standing as anticipated. In September, we'll start the 2023 budget process. We closed on our sewer deal last Thursday. We've got the money set aside and for when we're making our debt payments. Our final tax bills for 2022 should be mailed out shortly. We've also received outstanding balances for our Bridgewater sewer payments for 2017, 2018, 2019, and 2022. Some of the developers have made their sewer connection payments, which were due prior to the closing of the sewer deal. And as of now, we're up to date with all our developers' pilot programs and developer fees, with a few checks that are now are still in transit. But for the most part, we're up to date. From a recreation standpoint, Gail mentioned touched on the pool. We have an opening on the Recreation Commission. Pleased to say I've identified a nice new candidate who will get on the agenda for the first meeting of September. The fall season has begun, baseball, soccer, and they're doing a football clinic. And I believe there's an end of the summer event on Sunday, August 28th, from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. at Covington Park. And they've also completed their outdoor family night movie night, which they held on four separate occasions. That's it.
Very good. Thank you. Any questions from the council? Next, the Chairman of Public Works, Buildings, Grounds, and Utilities, Vinny Petty.
Yes, my report for July. Sewer jobs, 3 calls, 19 man-hours. Metal pickup, 1,900 pounds, 13 man-hours. Weeds, yard debris, 50 yards, 82 man-hours. Tree removals, 17 trees, 214 man-hours. Garbage pickup, 220.44 tons, 553 man-hours. Street sweeping, 30 yards, now 79 man-hours. Total man-hours for the month were 2,242 man-hours. That's it for my
report. Questions?
No, I just do want to add a little thank you to the department. They put out all the new big bug cans downtown. They look great. I can tell you as a user of one of those stores in that plaza, or a renter in one of those, the area has already improved. I mean, drastic. So thank you for that. And you guys put up the little in front of the flag the other day. It looks great. Thank you again. And that's all I have. Thank you.
Thank you. My goal is to keep getting more Big Valley Street places over the Kansas.
We need a couple more, like, moving west.
Yep.
Agreed. And maybe at the circle somewhere.
Yeah, absolutely.
Let me ask you something. At the circle there, can we do something once we start seeing, they have a pretty big sidewalk there, right? We should probably see if we can either get them or us to buy planters or something pretty big so vehicles can't come up. Obviously, there'll be a curb, but to make it safer and more aesthetically pleasing from that area.
Yeah.
While you're looking for purchasing stuff.
No doubt. You know, there's the trucks take Liberty Street there on the inside of the curb on the outside.
I think if you're going to continue to do it, and but you have to put something to prevent it, or at least mitigate it.
And that's the county.
Yeah, it is. Sorry to interrupt and stay with me. That's it.
Very good. Any other DPW questions, comments? Okay, moving on. Sheriff, Public Safety, Police, and Fire, Abel Gomez.
Good morning, everyone. You guys all saw Shane Younger today. I think we are getting to that robust police force that we were all looking for. We found a lot of stability now throughout the department. I want to thank Chief Don Rowan. His leadership here has been instrumental. Besides that, we'll move on. The Scenario 3 for the school will be starting next week. And Sarah is going to do the academy. I think tomorrow she has a driving test. Fantastic. Means all across. Moving on to the rescue squad. In the rebuilding phase, they just picked up 6 more members as volunteers. So keep your fingers crossed. We're moving in the right direction. I think we're receiving help from everybody. So.
They got about 6 months of training.
Yeah, so hopefully they build out and our rescue squad is back in action quick. Other than that, guys, nothing else. School starts in 15 days, 20 days, something like that. And we're back to it.
Very good. Any questions? Okay, Chair of Personnel Administration Ordinances, Lisa Brandy.
Thank you, Mayor. First, I'd like to say on behalf of the council and myself, I'd like to express our deepest sympathy for the passing of Dennis Petullo. Dennis was a former Bound Brook police officer, a member of the Bound Brook Ivy Hook and Ladder and Hose Company No. 1 Fire Department prior to moving to the Somerset County Prosecutor's Office, where he retired as a detective. The Petullo family has asked me, along with the former fire chief, Richard Dietrich, to wish a heartfelt thank you to the fire department and police department for commemorating Dennis and showing a great solidarity. Our prayers and our thoughts are with the family. May you rest in peace, Dennis, and thank you for your years of service. Regarding updates from the CID has officially opened up its Hometown Heroes program for new submissions. These new banners will be up alongside others downtown by Veterans Day. The application is on the CID website, which is downtownboundbrook.com, downtownboundbrook.com. The Downtown Bound Brook restaurant, Rancho Mateo, is going to be a featured restaurant at the Somerset Patriots Copa de la Diversión Hispanic Heritage Night at the game on August 26th, and please forgive my Sicilian pronunciation. Now is the time to reserve a space for your business, charity, or cause at Riverfest. Bound Brook's annual street fair, River Fest, will take place on Saturday, September 24th, from 11 a.m. until 5 p.m. If anyone is interested in being a Bound Brook vendor, contact Kate Brindle for special pricing at manager@downtownboundbrook.com. A reminder that Cruise Nights, hosted by the Curb Appeal Car Club on Thursday nights at the NJ Transit parking lot, are still going strong, and the last weekly car show will be Thursday, October 13th. Halloween will be here before you know it, and the Halloween Trunk or Treat event is scheduled for Saturday, October 29th. And anyone interested in this event, again, get in touch with Kate Brindle at manager@downtownboundbrook.com. On a very personal note, I would like to wish our mayor, Robert Faison, and his lovely bride and first lady of Bound Brook, Lynn Faison, a happy and healthy transition to their new life in South Carolina. From day one, the mayor and Lynn welcomed me into the fold of this great borough with open arms. The mayor invited me to manage the marketing for his reelection, as well as that of former councilman Jake Harden and current councilman Rich Chinuzzi. When you're the head of marketing, you must look under every rock to make sure nothing catches you off guard. So when I looked under the mayor's rock, so to speak, what I found was the salt of the earth. A man committed to the betterment of the borough, improving the quality of life of its residents. And Lynn, served by his side, his right hand, brought her special brand of heart and soul to everyone she touched. The mayor encouraged me to get involved with my community and serve Bound Brook in a way that could promote real and meaningful change. And it is because of that faith and confidence that I sit before you today. My fellow council members shared that confidence, and I profoundly thank you all. To Mayor Faison and Lynn, the dynamic duo of Bound Brook, I wish you joy and happiness, and may your new life bring you everything you ever hoped for. Your service and dedication to this borough, appreciated more than you'll ever know. And I, for one, will eternally be grateful for your guidance, kindness, insight, friendship, and most importantly, leadership. God bless you.
Thanks, Lisa. Any questions? Okay, moving along. Economic Development, Tony Prinzatelli.
That's me. And I'm back to where I think I belong. I've been on Economic Development almost my whole tenure and in a way, so now I'm back. When I started on Economic Development, the big thing was we're negotiating with this developer, we're negotiating with that developer. Now I've got like more developments I can talk about than I can count on my fingers, so it's pretty cool. We talked about the eastbound train station already. That's great news. And I'm going to quickly mention the buildings that are already finished and are at 100% occupation. Meridian train station with 240 units, Queensgate with 145 units, the Ridge with 34 units, and the Mosaic with 63 units. Okay? There is one that's just was complete. It's the phase two for the Morin buildings, and that's complete now with 42 units, and that's being they're getting rented now. Okay, the ones under construction, the Vibe, which is Lou Reynolds' building, they're doing finishing work now, and they expect to be renting by the end of the year. We've got the Bound Brook Hotel, which are doing finishing work, and that should be renting January, February of next year.
The Revo.
It's the Revo. Yeah, I have written them both. Okay. I think we all know it more, so the Bound Brook Hotel, but right.
Not
the Revo.
The Revo.
It's the Revo. Okay. The Meridia 300 is they're doing the footings and foundations. The Hopkins, which is on West Main Street. They're done with the footings and foundation. They just finished, and they're starting to go vertical. Redwood has got their demo permits, and they should be demolishing buildings within the next couple of weeks, which is good news. That's going to be a big one.
Meridia self-storage is basically done. I don't know if they're renting yet, but they're done. Meridia 10, which is formerly Meridia Downtown, is still in litigation. And Meridia 1 are doing footings and foundation, and they're done, and they're ready to go vertical. Okay? And then we have one, I guess, Hector, that we have to put in our spreadsheet, the view, which are, that's 127 Talmadge, and that one is got the footings and foundations in, and that one's starting to go vertical. The Economic Committee met a couple times in the last month. The first one, a developer came to discuss about a redevelopment project on Union Avenue. The property is the old American Florist building. The committee told them that it's not eligible, it's not in a redevelopment zone, and it's not eligible for a pilot. And that spurred us on to do a second meeting with the town planner, and we discussed about, you know, maybe tweaking Union Avenue so that we've got maybe the second floor. Nobody can just build apartments. They need to put businesses on the second floor, you know, because it is a mixed use zone.
Yeah,
so,
in that zone, yeah.
And, you know, we can't stop development, but we certainly can make it more what we look want. We're looking for as a community. Okay. We had a senior meeting, the first meeting at the Presbyterian Church. Chief Colombaroni did a presentation along with, who was with you?
Sergeant Romanishian and Sergeant
Okay, there were three of you there. We gave out coloring books and little police cars that when, I guess, the kids get mad, they can squeeze it instead of hitting their siblings, you know. So, and they're pretty cool. I mean, my grandkids like them. So, anyway, the one thing I want to, and I guess we'll talk about this in new business. I did ask the seniors, because attendance at these virtual meetings has been practically none. In fact, this is probably the biggest attendance we've had since we started to do it. And I asked the seniors, would they prefer virtual or in-person meetings? And they said they like the virtual meetings. So we'll talk about this in new business because I've got some ideas that I kicked around with Hector, so maybe we can do a sort of a hybrid. That's about it. I'll mention the other thing in new business. So, any questions?
How about the hockey building?
About hockey building?
Is there anything happening with that?
Well, they presented the design. I thought they were going to economic development.
They didn't go to us.
You know what I'm talking about?
No.
The old Mediterranean Bakery building.
Yes.
They are looking at making that a hockey training.
Oh, yeah, downstairs.
Well, the whole thing.
That would probably, probably can just go to the planning board for that, right?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, that wouldn't be anything.
But the zoning-wise, I think, is what
you
got to look at.
We actually want to make it. We made it. We just wrote it up, and it's consistent with that model.
Right.
And that's kind of what we're looking
for. In the area that already exists. So
and, it's and I've seen the initial designs, and it really looks good.
That's a good use. The little Swimmers Academy, that's a great use. You know, we can continue to encourage that and educational businesses. I think it's the right use for that area.
And I don't want anybody to misunderstand me. The committee's not trying to stop anybody from building. We just want to have things in there that help the community.
That we want.
Exactly.
Okay. All right. Zoning construction, code enforcement. Zanuzzi is not here. Were you at the last meeting?
Me? they're doing a good job, I think. You know, obviously there's not a lot of one this year altogether, but for the most part, the town looks cleaner and cleaner.
I agree.
The uses are getting cleaned up. Everybody's doing a good
okay.
job.
Moving on to ordinances. This is the first reading for three of the ordinances. Number 27, an ordinance amending Chapter 2, Administration Fee for Use of Police Officers and or Vehicles on Extra Duty Jobs. Do I have a motion to approve?
Motion.
I move that...
I move
the ordinance be passed on the first reading, advertised according to the law, and public hearing be held on September 13th, 2022.
Very good. Second?
Second.
Sorry. Roll call.
Council President Gomez?
Yes.
Councilman Petty?
Yeah, now.
Councilman Panzatelli?
Yes.
Councilman Longo?
I'll excuse myself.
And Councilwoman Brandy?
Yes.
The ordinance is approved, and a public hearing will be held on September 13th. Ordinance number 28, amending the revised general ordinances of the Borough of Bound Brook, parking prohibited during certain hours on certain streets. This is to amend the prohibited parking hours on Cherry Avenue. Do I have a motion to approve?
Motion. Motion. I move the ordinance be passed on the first reading, advertised according to law, and a public hearing be held on September 13th, 2022.
Second. Table. Second. The roll call.
Council President Gomez.
Yes.
Councilman Petty.
Yes.
Councilman Panzatelli.
Yes.
Councilman Longo.
Yes.
Councilwoman Brandy.
Yes.
Ordinance 28 is approved, and a public hearing will be held on September 13, 2020. Number 29, ordinance amending the revised general ordinances of the borough, temporary parking prohibition for snow plowing and removal. Do I have a motion to approve?
Motion. Motion. I move the ordinance be passed on first reading, advertised according to law, and a public hearing be held on September 13th, 2022.
What he said, second.
Second? Okay, roll call.
Council President Gomez.
Yes.
Councilman Petty.
Yes.
Councilman Panzatelli.
Yes.
Councilman Longo.
Yes.
Councilwoman Brandy.
Yes.
The ordinance is approved, and the public hearing will be held on September 13th. We have no final reading of ordinances. Resolutions, these resolutions, 220, 221, 222, and 223, were submitted to the governing body for review and will be adopted by one motion. If separate discussion is desired, the resolution may be removed by council action. Any removals? Do I have a motion to approve?
Motion.
Motion.